morning. Today's daf in Nazir is daf Dalet. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is one of Zechon Ishmas Liba, Gabriela Bashmuel. We are in the Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis. On the topic of Nazir, so as we know, it's only been 2 days of the Masechta, but we know that a Nazir, when he commits himself to being a Nazir, so it's an abstention from three things. Number one, he can't have any grey products. Number two, can't come into contact with dead. And number three is that he cannot get a haircut. The three nadarim, so to say, the three mini nadarim that's contained in every person who becomes a nazir. And so the Mishnah discusses what if. What if the person says, "Are in a nazir min a chartzanim, u min a zagin, u min a tiglachos, u min a tuma?" So what if the person says that he... I'm going to be a nazir, but from drinking wine. Or if he says, "I'm going to be a nazir from getting a haircut." Or he says, "I'm going to be a nazir from coming into contact with tumah." So in other words, he says the word nazir, but at the same time, he only highlights one aspect of the nazirus. So does that one aspect of the nazirus basically convert him into a full nazir? Yes or no? So this is the machlokus in the Mishnah. So, not in the Mishnah. That's coming up in the Gemara. So I raise a nazir v'chol dikduk nazirus alav. So the Mishnah's position actually is very clear, and that is he's going to be a nazir. So even though in the acceptance of the Nazirus, he only accepted one aspect of the Nazirus, but nevertheless, once he takes on one aspect of the Nazirus, he now becomes full-fledged Nazir with all the details and regulations of becoming a Nazir. Ad kan divrei HaMishnah, Masis Ndalok Rabbi Shimon. There we go. Now we get to the part in the Gemara where this is subject to a Machlokis, and HaMishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon, Detanya Rabbi Shimon Amar, Enochayv Adshidur Mikulam. Rabbi Shimon says that in order for someone to become a Nazir, he has to be Neder Mikulam. He has to mention all three aspects of the Nazirus. V'Rabbanan Amar Afi Lo Nazir Ela Bechad Minhon. Havi Nazir, and the Chachamim disagree. Obviously the Chachamim is represented by our Mishnah. So my time at the Rabbi Shimon. So here we go. Now the Gemara is going to give drashos of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. So right now, in the middle of a machlok is between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim as to whether or not a person who declares himself a Nazir, but only declares himself a Nazir from one aspect of the Nazirus, does that now mean that he becomes a full Nazir with all the complementary regulations of being a Nazir? So first the Gemara goes over the position of Rabbi Shimon Amakra. The Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Yaseh, Migefeni Mechatzinim Ve'ad Zag. So Rabbi Shimon says, anything that was made from wine, from the grapes, from the seeds. So that pasuk speaks to the position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that in order for a person to be a Nazir, he has to take on the full complement of Nazir, so otherwise he's not a Nazir. And V'rabban my time, Amakram, Yain V'Sheikh Yazir. And the Chachamim say, Yain V'Sheikh Yazir. He becomes a Nazir, even if it's just from wine, or if it's just from Sheikha. Meaning, that by itself will make him a Nazir. So, how will me by laying? I'm sorry, Miyayin V'Sheikha Yazir. Rabbi Shimon, Nami Aksiv, Miyayin V'Sheikha Yazir. So now, classic Gemara. We're now going to go into the classic ping-pong match of what does each Tana do with the other Tana's Pesukim. So we start with Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk of Yayin V'Sheikha Yazir? Omi Baile, Lesra, Yayin Mitzvah, Ki Yayin Arishus. So Rabbi Shimon says, I need the Pasuk to tell me that when a person becomes a Nazir, so that means he can't drink wine. Included in that, before we get to included, obviously what that means is that he comes home at night, wants to help himself to a cup of wine, glass of wine, can't do that. He's a Nazir. That's Yayin Rishus. But let's imagine now that it's Yayin Mitzvah. Okay, let's say the Torah commands him to drink wine. So I might have thought, here we now are at an impasse. On one hand, he's a Nazir, he can't drink wine. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah to drink wine. So Rabbi Shimon says, exactly. That's why I need the pasuk of Miyayin Mishechar to tell me that even if it's Yayin Mitzvah, even if it's a commandment of the Torah to drink wine, still the Nazirus is going to trump the commandment. So Nami Aksi Miyayin Mishechar Yazir, Omi Baile, Lesser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. Just like Yayin Harishus is going to be asked to the Nazir, so too Yayin Mitzvah is going to be usher. And so here we get to, right, certainly the highlight of today's, but a big portion of today's daf, and really a larger discussion. Where is there a mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine? Okay, now the obvious question, which is the obvious answer, I should say, which is coming up in the Gemara, you can see on the bottom of the Amud, is you're going to argue Kiddush, which the Gemara is about to argue in just a moment. But again, just as good trivia, go home, try this out with your family. What food or drink in the Torah is there a mitzvah to eat or drink? I think I can come up with only one example where there's a mitzvah to eat or drink something. So the best thing I can think of is Pesach night, the Seder night, where there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and then when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to eat Karban Pesach. I guess you can argue maybe Erev Yom Kippur, although that's not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Where is there a mitzvah to eat or drink something? Right now we're talking about the drinking of wine.
Soda water?
Yeah. Creative. Points for creativity. Okay, so anyway, it's good. It's funny, as Jews, you would think there are many mitzvahs of the Torah to eat or drink, and that's not the case. It's right now to my thinking of one example, Seder night. Anyway, so right now the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion of, so you become a Nazir, which means that you can't drink wine, and Rabbi Shimon says that the extra pasuk is coming to tell me not only Yayin Rishus, but even Yayin Mitzvah as well. So where do we have Yayin Mitzvah? Where is there a mitzvah to drink wine? So the Gemara starts off the discussion with the following. We're in the very bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. So Mahi, so the Gemara says, what would be an example of that? Kiddush Avdalta. So the Gemara says, Kiddush Avdala. Those are examples where wine are minatora. So the Gemara says like this, Hari Mushba V'Omed Alav Mehar Sinai. So the Gemara says, well, he is Mushba V'Omed. Now the term Mushba V'Omed is a term that we've seen a lot in Nedarim, and we're going to see a lot also when we get to Masechta Shavuos later on. And that is that already sworn, meaning there's already a shvua that he is bound by the Torah that he must drink wine. Now, exactly how the Gemara flows right now is not perfectly clear, meaning what we're looking for right now in the Gemara is an example of where wine is a mitzvah. And so we're looking for that impasse of, on one hand, he's a Nazir, on the other hand, there's a mitzvah to drink wine. The Gemara threw up as a first consideration, Kiddush and Avdalah. Kiddush and Avdalah, you know, you drink wine, and it's a mitzvah. Now, what the Gemara then, his reaction to that is, Hari Mushba V'Omid Allah Mehar Sinai. What exactly is the Gemara saying at this point in time? Meaning, I know what the words mean, but what does it mean in this context? So, it's not perfectly clear. Let's take a look at Tosfos together. So, Ma'i Kiddush V'Avdalta Mushba V'Omid Mehar Sinai. So, Tosfos over here is bothered by a number of questions. So we're going to jump right into the middle of Tosfos. So, Od Kasha. You see the middle of Tosfos of Mahi Kiddush V'Avdalta? Tosfos is, it's the beginning of the line in Tosfos. It's right in the middle of the Tosfos. V'Od Kasha D'Kiddush Hayom L'Avdareisahu. So Tosfos says, I'm really not following the Gemara's discussion right now because Kiddush Hayom is not a din d'oraisa. Now let's read on because we have to explain this point better. Now it's true that there is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim, and that's in the 10th Perek. And yes, there is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. And that is a mitzvah in the Torah. But the idea that in conjunction with reciting Kiddush, we're also going to make Kiddush over a cup of wine, that cup of wine that we make over Kiddush is not a din d'oraisa. And even though you read the Gemara in Pesachim, and it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, Tosfos over here says very firmly that it's an asmachta. It's really a rabbinic mitzvah in nature. There are chachamim connected to a pasuk. This is traditional. This is the standard procedure of the chachamim to connect something to a pasuk. But it is not a din d'oraisa to drink the wine at the kiddush. So asmachta hi. So it's just merely an asmachta. So now, with that in mind, that's Tosfos' opinion, and that is really the, I guess I would say, the conventional opinion. Now, there is the Rashi over here, which argues this very particular point, but right now we're just going to stay with Tosfos. It's really the more conventional thought, that when we say Kiddush on Friday night, the reciting of Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, the drinking of wine that comes in conjunction with it is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. So now, how do you read the Gemara? So Tosfos says, this is how you read the Gemara. L'chein nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosfos over here quotes one of the earliest of the Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, D'gar sinan bitmia, v'chi mushba v'omed mahar sinai. The way to read the Gemara right now at this juncture is question mark, meaning the Gemara is now asking rhetorically, right? We want to know, when is a Nazir going to have an issue of drinking, of not drinking wine. So the Gemara throws out the suggestion of Kiddush and Avdallah. And the way Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam says, you know how you properly punctuate the Gemara? With a question mark. And the question mark is, really? Wine at the Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa? V'chi mushba v'almein mahar sinai klomar. Lama likra miyusa laser yayin mitzvah v'chi mushba? Meaning, that's the Gemara's reaction to the suggestion. Suggestion was Kiddush. Gemara's reaction is, what are you talking about? The mitzvah of Kiddush is only the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine at the Kiddush. That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And therefore, The Nazir really is not going to have a problem. Meaning, because he's a Nazir, what about the Kiddush on Friday night? From the Torah perspective, you say Kiddush. And we know, the Gemara Pesachim also points out, that if you want to make Kiddush over something, again, we have a mitzvah d'rabbanan to make Kiddush over wine. Nazir doesn't have that option. Okay, so the Gemara Pesachim says, not in this particular case, but in general, if you don't like wine, you use bread. You make Kiddush over challah. Okay, so in other words, but it bothers the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Tam, because there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to drink wine at Friday night. V'chi mushba v'chulem d'nehi d'kiddush hayom d'oraisa al hayayin lav d'oraisa. Kiddush hayom is d'oraisa, but not kiddush al hayayin. D'zorchei al hayayin esmach t'vahashem eshanei kigon. And then Tosu sets this up for the next part of the Gemara. Let's just go right to the next part of the Gemara. So now with that in mind, this is the way Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara. So now the Gemara is looking for a scenario where, give me an example where there's a mitzvah to drink wine, mitzvah min haTorah, and that the Nazir then is going to have that dilemma of, I have a mitzvah against the idea that I'm a Nazir. Good. So what's the example? So, Alaki Hadam Arava, Shvur She'eshtav, Achazav Amar, Hareini Nazir. Okay, so it's going to be an unusual circumstance, and that is that a Nazir, before he becomes a Nazir, makes a Shvur. And the Shvur is, I'm going to drink a cup of wine. Okay, unusual circumstance. So by him accepting a shvua to drink a cup of wine, now he is bound by a shvua to drink the cup of wine. So that case, and oddly enough, only that case, there would be a mitzvah d'oraisa incumbent on a person to drink wine if he makes a shvua that he's going to drink a cup of wine. Then what happens is then he becomes a nazir. Now the nazirus tells him that he can't drink the wine. And here is the only scenario where we're going to have a crossroad where he has a mitzvah to drink wine and he has the answer not to drink wine. Not prohibited.
What?
Prohibited.
No, the wine that they brought
to for the
drink.
No, poured. Just poured. Okay. So Shasta Bechazvama Harini Nazir, Chayla Shvua. And now, finally, with all that said and done, so now Rabbi Shimon finally has a pasuk that teaches us that even though he is commanded by his own Shvua to drink wine, but because he becomes a Nazir, the Nazir trumps the Shvua. So, now, again, we're in the game of ping pong right now. What is each going to do with the other's pasuk? So we now know what Rabbi Shimon did with the Chachamim's pasuk. What's the Chachamim going to do with Rabbi Shimon's halacha, which the Chachamim agreed to? So im kein lemakram yain mai v'shecher shamas minatarte. So Chachamim say back to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, but you're right, but it says miyain and it also says v'shechar. So I'm going to generate two halachas. One halacha is that if you become a nazir, even though you only mention one aspect of the nazirus, you become a full nazir. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is that if you declare yourself to be a nazir, that's going to prohibit you from wine, not only yain rishus, but even yain mitzvah as well. That's the second halacha. Rabbi Shimon hainu tam dechas of shechar la'alufei shechar shechar la'mikdash. Now, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, why does the Torah have to include the word shechar? So it is a superfluous word. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon learns out a gzereshava. Dechsev yain v'shecha al-tesht, atav anecha, itach, ma gabi nazir yain hu delitzer, avashar mashkin lo, af gabi mikdash, nami yain hu delitzer, avashar mashkin amishtakrin lo. So according to Rabbi Shimon, a nazir is prohibited from drinking wine, and only wine. And it doesn't include other intoxicating drinks. So in other words, a Nazir comes to Kiddush and wants to have l'chaim, so he'll go to the other end of the table, and if there's...
scotch over there, so the Nazir can help himself to the scotch. No problem. A beer also would be fine. It is only wine that's prohibited to a Nazir. And similarly, Rabbi Shimon says, through the Gzeirah Shavah, the same thing is true regarding someone going into the Beis HaMikdash. Someone going into the Beis HaMikdash, we know. You cannot be intoxicated when going into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon says that's true, but that's only intoxication by wine. Okay, which means that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you were intoxicated by any other intoxicant, so you'd be allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara points out this position, Rabbi Shimon, is not accepted by all. Lafukim de Rabbi Yehuda, the time Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achal Develos Kielos Veshasa Devash Vechalav Venichnas HaMikdash Chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person eats anything intoxicating, including certain fruits, which to our senses doesn't have that effect, but I guess our fruits aren't that good, but the develas keila, some pressed figs and honey and milk, and maybe intoxication is not the right word, maybe creates like a heaviness, like, you know, a lack of lucidity. Either way, the point is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, any intoxicant would prohibit a person from going into the Beis HaMikdash. If someone went into the Beis HaMikdash while intoxicated, not only under the influence of wine, but under any other influence that intoxicates a person, so he's going to be chayv, he's going to be liable for going to the Beis HaMikdash while intoxicated. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. So just as an interesting corollary discussion in the Gemara right now, there's a machlokas tanayim, whether or not going into the Beis HaMikdash while under the influence of something other than wine is going to be a violation of the Torah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it won't be a violation of the Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be. Ebay Sema Rabbi Shimon Leisle Yisr Chalal Yisr. The Gemara points out another way to circumvent this entire issue is that Rabbi Shimon just doesn't subscribe to the principle of Isser Chalal Isser. This is a general issue that comes up time and again throughout Chas, and that is, once something is prohibited to me, can there be a second prohibition applied to the same item? So this is a major debate throughout Chas, and Rabbi Shimon generally is of the opinion Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that let's say you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur. Okay, Nevela on Yom Kippur. So it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. Nevela, you're not allowed to eat. Now let's put the two together. Nevela on Yom Kippur. Okay, so poor choice to eat the Nevela to begin with. Even poor judgment to do so on Yom Kippur. But again, what we're discussing right now is that there already is a prohibition of eating it, and now you're eating it on Yom Kippur. Are you going to be liable for a second prohibition? So Rabbi Shimon says no. So Rabbi Shimon does not subscribe to this idea of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So Ula Rabbanan Nami Aksiv Mikol Asher Yasemi Gefen Ayayin. Now we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the whole discussion. Again, the beginning of the discussion was machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, as to whether a person accepts upon himself one aspect of Nazirus. Does he become a full-fledged Nazir? The Chachamim say yes, and the Rabbi Shimon says no. So we already explored the Psukim quoted by Rabbi Shimon. Now what are we going to do? What are the Chachamim going to do with Rabbi Shimon's Pasuk? That's the Gemara's question right now. So, So the Chachamim say, you know what you do with Rabbi Shimon's Pasuk? It comes to tell me that you can take various foods, combine them together in order to get to a requisite amount. We know that the Torah does not impose any penalty. The Beis Din is not allowed to impose any type of punishment, corporal punishment, until you eat a requisite amount. When it comes to food, so the amount is a kezias. So you have to eat the volume of an olive of a food in order to be prohibited. So when we talk about grapes, so a grape is, you know, if a Nazir ate a half a grape, he violated the Torah. That's the discussion of Chatzis Shir. We go like Rav Yochanan, he violated the Torah. On the other hand, he's not going to get Malkus because he didn't eat Kazayas. What if he ate a half a grape together with a raisin, together with a seed? In other words, and he took different foods, different grape products, and he combined them together. The Chachamim will tell you that he's going to be liable to Malkus. Why? Because of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Yaseh, Mi Gefen Ayayin, from the wine, to the grape, to the seed, meaning you put any of these foods together,
together any combination of these foods that get to the point of a kezayis, you're going to be subject to makas. That's what the chachamim do with the pasuk cited by Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon, let's say tziruf. Now, what about Rabbi Shimon? What would be his counter argument to that? Rabbi Shimon would say, I don't think there's a requisite amount. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion, it's not an accepted halachic opinion, but Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that a person's going to be subject to makos for eating any amount. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Amar Kol Shu Lamakos. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that any amount that you eat, any grape product that's eaten by the Nazir in any quantity is going to be subject to Malchus. What about the idea of Kezayis? Does he take the idea of Kezayis and just simply throw it out the window? The Gemara says no. So Elalin and Carbon. Rabbi Shimon says that the Kezayis does become critical in terms of the liability of bringing a Carbon. Then and only then do you have this idea of Kezayis. But Rabbi Shimon says in terms of getting Malchus, any amount would be subject to Malchus. Okay, so back and forth, we went through the Pesukim according to the Chacham, according to Rabbi Shimon. When all said and done, the original issue that we started this whole discussion was, a person accepts himself to be a Nazir, but only mentions one aspect of Nazirus. Does he become a full-fledged Nazir? Our Mishnah says, the Chachamim say yes, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Okay. Moving along in the Masechta. We're on the Mishnah, on the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph, Hareini Kishimshon. Person takes on himself to be a Nazir, and now we introduce ourselves to the topic of Nazir Shimshon. Okay, it's early in the Masechta. Usually we spend more time with the general Nazir discussion. I don't know about usually, but very quickly the Masechta turns its attention to a different type of Nazirus altogether, and that's what's called Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon, where you're basically a Nazir for the duration of your life, and so a person takes upon himself to be a Nazir just like Shimshon was a Nazir. Sefer Shoftim, start in Perek Yud Gimel, it covers Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet Tezvav, I think one more Perek, I think that's Zion. Oh, there goes my Bekias and Nach, which I don't have much of. So anyway, but you open up Sefer Shoftim, and you read about Shimshon, certainly one of the more interesting personalities we have in Nach. So he was a Nazir for this entire life. Now, we're going to note later this morning, for those of you who have gone through the Navi recently, so you'll know this was not a decision made by him. It wasn't even a decision made by his parents. The Malach comes over to the parents, and the Malach says, your kid's going to be a Nazir. So it is interesting and unusual in the sense that this is not a Nazirus that was accepted upon either himself or even the parents for the children. This was something that was imposed min hashamayim. So it's certainly an interesting way to describe a Nazirus, because usually Nazir is I'm opting into something. So here, a person is opting to be like Shimshon, even though Shimshon himself never got that choice. So again, the Gemara is going to make that point a little bit later on. So all we're discussing right now in the Mishnah is, how do you become a Nazir Shimshon? So the Mishnah says, Harinika Shimshon, Kebena Manoach, I'm going to be like Shimshon, the son of Manoach, Kebal Delila, the husband of Delila, Kemosha Akar Delasos Aza, who uprooted the doors of Aza, Kemisha Nikra Plishtim Esenav, Plishtim poked his eyes out, I raised a Nazir Shimshon. And by saying all that, you're going to be a Nazir Shimshon. So Lama Lemisne Kol Halein, Gemara is bothered by a really simple question. It seems to be that the description over here is an excessive description. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, no, it's necessary. Because if I just simply said, I'm going to be like Shimshon, Havamina, Shimshon Achrina. So, you know, there are a lot of Shimshons, right? A number of people go around with the name Shimshon. So, Kamash Malan, Kibem Manoach. So, therefore, you have to be more specific. Now, if you say Shimshon Ben Manoach, okay, I know that's unusual, but it could be that somebody else goes by that name as well. Kamashwan Kibal Dalila. So now, by giving all these details, you clearly are identifying yourself. You would like to be like that Shimshon mentioned in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel. Uchemish Nikra Plishtim Esenav. Now, I'm not sure if you have to mention every single detail mentioned in the Mishnah, although it does seem to read that way. But again, the idea is that if you want to accept upon yourself to be Nazir Shimshon, you can't just simply say, hey, I'd like to be like Shimshon. You have to be more specific so that we know exactly what you made reference to.
Okay, and now, immediately after introducing us to the topic of Nazir Shimshon, without right now, at this juncture, having given us one halacha regarding what it means to be Nazir Shimshon, we're going to compare now Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam. The Gemara in just a moment is going to ask the question, where did all this come up? Like, how did this come up? But the Gemara is going to ask that, the Gemara is going to address that. But anyway, we're going to now compare Nazir Shimshon to Nazir Olam. Now, they're basically the same idea. When we're talking about a regular Naziros, which started the Masechta and went up until right now, we're talking about a Naziros with a term. And usually the base minimum term of Naziros is 30 days, which again we haven't even mentioned yet in the Masechta, but I feel like we all know that. Rashi brings it down in Chumash. Good. So, but now, aside from a Nazir, what we would call a regular Naziris that goes to term. Here now, we're talking about two different other types of Naziris that do not have a term and extend for the person's, for the duration of the person's life. Okay. Yeah.
Nazir Shimshon was really, was he a Nazir by choice, or was he required to be a Nazir by
the... Required. Gemara's going to point that out. So, Ma be Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam, Hich Bitzara Meka Batar. Okay, so now in a comparison between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon, we start with Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam, a person that accepts upon himself to be a Nazir forever, for the duration of his life. So Hichbit Sa'ara Meka Batar. So let's say now your hair gets excessively long. Understandable. You're not getting a haircut, ever. So it gets too long. So you can get a light trim. Now, don't ask me for the details of this light trim. I don't know much. So, but it's not a full haircut. That little I could tell you. In fact, you can take a look at the second to last Tosfos on the Amud. Nazir Olam Meiko v'lo megalech legamre kav shalom shalom galach legamre sharei nit galach. I'm sorry, nitla b'saro. So, look, right, we get to introduce ourselves to a number of Tanakh personalities who, you know, who embodied this. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Okay. And he was a Nazir Olam. And how did he die? So he was hanged. I think I said it correctly. He was hanged by his hair. Right? Suicide, possibly, probably.
Oh, he was killed.
No, I'm sorry. Avshalom was killed. I'm sorry. I was going back to Shalom.
Yeah.
Correct. So the... you have the kisanach. So the but he was hanged by his hair. So Tosfos points out he was a Nazir Olam. He had hair. What does it mean? It must mean, says Tosfos, that even though the Mishnah is allowing the Nazir Olam to get a haircut, it doesn't mean haircut like, with the machine. It means just simply like some sort of trim, you know, to somehow manage that amount of hair. But the says the Mishnah. And when he gets that haircut, he's got to bring karbanos, right? It's an oddity. I mean, oddity. In other words, if you're starting with your basic starting point is when does a Nazir normally get a haircut? At the conclusion of his Naziros. Here we have a Nazir with no term, a Nazir Olam. So what does he do? He gets a haircut. His Naziris is not ending, but like it hit like a speed bump. Like it's like a mini pause in his Naziris. So now he brings a karbanos. Now again, normally the bringing a karbanos is an indication that you have concluded your Naziris. For the Nazir Olam, he hasn't, but he got a haircut. So he's going to bring the karbanos. Right? It takes a while just to digest that kind of information. Also, the same thing is true if he comes into contact with Tumas Meis. Says the Mishnah, he comes into contact with Tumas Meis, so he'll bring a carbon tumma like a Nazir would do if he came into contact with Tumas Meis. But again, though he restarts, but doesn't restart to recount. He restarts because again he's just going to be in Nazir perpetuity. As opposed to, says the Mishnah, Nazir Shimshon, Heich Bitzara Ina Michael, Vim Nitma Ina Mevi Karben Tuma. As opposed to Nazir Shimshon, these two points are going to be slightly adjusted. For the Nazir Shimshon, no haircut ever, not even a trim, nothing. Let the hair grow, and even to the point where it's no longer manageable. You somehow manage. And the Mishnah says, if you're going to be Nazir Shimshon, Ina Mevi Karben Tuma. Now the Gemara will tell us, just to give away some of the upcoming Gemara, that what the Mishnah means over here is he can become Tameh. In other words, Enamevi Karpentoma means
It sounds
like you shouldn't, but if you do, you don't have to bring a carbon tumah. That's not what the Mishnah means. As we're going to see later in the Gemara, what the Mishnah means is Nazir Shimshon can become tumah. And a little reverse engineering, we know that because Shimshon came into contact with mace.
All the time.
Right. Fine. Okay, fine. That point is debatable. I know that sounds funny, but that point is debatable. But in other words, and we'll hopefully get to that in a short amount of time. Okay, let's continue now in the Gemara. The Gemara asks a very really simple question. So, Nazir Olam Man Dekashme? What are we talking about? The Nazir Olam, meaning even the Nazir Shimshon Mishnah before, kind of comes out of left field, but at least here in the first paragraph, we're discussing the general types of Naziris. But then the Mishnah over here says, and what's the difference between Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam? Like, you didn't even introduce us to the idea of Nazir Olam, and now you're striking different differences. So the Gemara is bothered by this question. Nazir Olam and Kashme, who even mentioned it? Chesur Mechzor of Echikitani. So there's got to be a piece of Mishnah that's missing. Again, missing over here could simply mean that it's an understood intent of the Mishnah that we, as part of the Mesorah, the tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh, we need to know this, and that is HaOmer HaReini Nazir Olam HaReizen Nazir. So a person declares himself to be a Nazir, Nazir Olam, he's going to be a Nazir. And now, after that introduction to Nazir Olam, which again is not in the Mishnah, but it's part of the understood, implied opening statement of the Mishnah, now with that stated, Mabe Nazir Olam no Nazir Shimshon. So now we can ask the question. Nazir Shimshon, he's a Nazir for life. Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir for life. What's the difference? And that gets us to the rest of the Mishnah. And I'm just going to read, the Gemara just says now over the entire Mishnah again. Mabe Nazir Olam no Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam hechbetzara mekabatara mevi shash behemos vin mitma mevi karban tuma. When it comes to Nazir Olam, he can get a haircut, but he has to bring karbanos. If he comes into contact with the dead, has to bring karbanos and just resumes his nazirus. Shimshon ichbitzar ain't make a batar, as opposed to Nazir Shimshon, who does not get a haircut. Period. The ain't may be karban tumah, and does not bring a karban tumah. So now the Gemara clarifies the point, which again I already foreshadowed back in the Mishnah. Karban de la maisi of a nazirus chayilala. So he doesn't bring a karban, but the nazirus is effective. Mani masusin la Rabbi Yehuda v'la Rabbi Shimon d'Tanya. And the way the Mishnah presents itself right now, it seems like our Mishnah is not going neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Shimon. We learned in the Brayso, Rabbi Yehuda Amir Nazir Shimshon Mutar L'Tam L'Meisim. Shekem Atzin B'Shimshon Shenitma. So we start off with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Nazir Shimshon can come into contact with a mace, no problem. And again, think about it. Shimshon did all the time. Came into contact with a mace. So a Nazir Shimshon can. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Omer Nazir Shimshon, Lo Omer Klum. And Rabbi Shimon says that if a person declares himself to be Nazir Shimshon, it is totally ineffective. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no such thing. Now, no such thing. What is Rabbi Shimon going to do with our Mishnah? That's easy. He's going to argue with our Mishnah. Meaning our Mishnah obviously is not going like Rabbi Shimon. So, Shalom Atzina B'Shem Shashiyatza Nazirus Mipiv. So, and Rabbi Shimon, I know Rabbi Shimon says, look, Shimshon never declared himself to be a Nazir, and even his parents didn't make the declaration or decision to him to be a Nazir. So, there's no such thing as becoming a Nazir Shimshon, because he never chose to become Nazir Shimshon. So now, with these two opinions in mind, again, we have Rabbi Shimon, we have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you want to be a Nazir Shimshon, you can take it on. And Rabbi Yehuda says, and the only thing is that the exception of being a Nazir Shimshon is that you can come into contact with a mace. You're allowed to. So money. E Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afila Chachila Umasnitz and Katani Im Nitma. So now to say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda is okay, but not great. Because Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to come into contact with a mace, and the Mishnah implies that Lichachila he shouldn't. Okay. Any Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Chayla La Nazirus Klal. However, to make our suggestion that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry, to make a suggestion that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, that's really difficult. Because Rabbi Shimon says, no one can become a Nazir Shimshon. So, La'olam Rabbi Hudi. So the Gemara says, look, obviously, of the two choices, as to whether our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Shimon,
The only way really to say it is our mission is going like Rabbi Huda. And as far as the language of the Mishnah is concerned, so once again, we've seen this time and again, our Mishnah is choosing a language even though it's not giving off exactly the intent of the Mishnah, but it's doing so for the purposes of symmetry. So you have a Mishnah which is intended to be symmetrical. Since in the Nazir Olam it says Imnitma, so too in the Nazir Shimshon it also uses the language of Imnitma. But the true intent of the Mishnah is that according to our Mishnah, which is sides with Rav Yehuda, a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tami Lameis. Lema Bavuk the Dani Tanai Kamiflagi did not. So the Gemara says, now, interesting, we're having a debate, Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not a person can adopt the Nazirus of Nazir Shimshon. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, he can, and Rabbi Yehuda is our Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, no such thing. The Gemara now is suggesting that maybe this could be parallel to another Machlokas. Hare Alai Kibachor. Let's say a person makes a neder, and his neder is going to be that I would like this item forbidden to me like a bechor. Now let's go back to the world of Nadarim. Let's remind each other what we learned back in Masechta Nadarim, and that is, if you want to make a neder using hatfasa, creating a comparison between A and B, and I want to say B is prohibited just like A is prohibited, it only works if A is a davar hanadur. If A is something which was originally permitted and then becomes prohibited. However, if A is something which didn't go through a transformation, so then you can't make a hatfasa from A to B, or from B to A. Okay? This is the halach of Davar Nador. So, get on to a very basic question, and that is, let's say I try to make a neder using as my model a bechor. Now, what's a bechor? An animal that's firstborn, the firstborn animal that has kedusha meirechem, it is kadosh already from the womb. So, as it emerges outside, it has kedusha. So, the bechor never went through a transformation. It never went from being something which was mutter to something which is aser. It was born with kedusha. So, if I now try to do hatfasa using the bechor as my base, does that work, yes or no? Rabbi Yaakov also, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So we have a machlokas tanayim between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi. So my love, Rabbi Yehuda, Savalak, Rabbi Yaakov. And now, the parallel seems to be a great parallel. Meaning, Shimshon's kind of the same as a Bechor, in the sense that, born a Nazir, no choice in the matter, that's how he emerges. And now, I would like to make myself a Nazir like Shimshon. So just like Rabbi Yossi says that I can make a neder using my bechor as a base, so too Rabbi Yehuda would say I can make myself a nazir like Shimshon. The parallel seems to be a perfect parallel. Da'amar lo be'inan davar hanidar. And Rabbi Shimon, savar lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar be'inan davar hanidar. And then in this analogy, we could draw a parallel between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Look, Rabbi Yossi says, I can't create a neder with a bechor. It didn't start heter and become usher. It was born usher. So therefore, it cannot create a platform, a base for creating a neder. Neither can Shimshon. Shimshon wasn't mutter and then becomes an azir. Shimshon was born azir. So it sounds great. The Gemara says, lo, dekul ama bina davar nidar. Gemara says, no. That in the world of making a neder, this is actually not controversial. Everyone is in perfect agreement that when you make a neder, it has to be something which started mutter and then becomes azir. That and only that can become the base of your neder. There is no debate. And so if that's true, so how can we have an opinion that says a bechor can become the base of a neder? So, and as far as bechor is concerned, so Rabbi Yaakov will tell you, a bechor would work as a neder, as a base of a neder, because drasha, we have an extra pasuk, which we darshan. And what about now? And now we're going to go into a back and forth, meaning, and what is Rabbi Yossi going to do with that drasha? So here we go. Shani gabe b'chor, d'chsib b'ayil Hashem. L'rabba to the b'chor. Rabbi Yossi, amalachahu ha'hi la'ashem, y'bayil l'rabba's chatas v'ashem. And Rabbi Yossi is going to tell you, no, that the extra word la'ashem is coming to tell you, chatas v'ashem. That if a person would like to make a neder, and using his point of comparison, instead of using a b'chor, uses chatas and Hashem, it creates a, it's going to create a neder. Mari so l'rab is chatas v'ashem, l'hotzi is a b'chor, ma'abra ni chatas v'ashem, shekein matfisim a neder. U'motzi ani is a b'chor, shein matfisim a neder. And chatas v'ashem are better examples to include, because chatas v'ashem started as heter, and then becomes aser. So that's a better example of a neder, as opposed to b'chor, never started off as heter. Rav Yaakov amlecha b'chor nami matfisim a neder, hu detanya. And at this point, Rav Yaakov would disagree, because he would say that no, that even a bechor matfis beneder, meaning does, it is, it's not going to be a word, but hopefully you'll understand, it's netterable. Now, what, you'll see, hopefully it'll be clear in just a moment. Let's say a person had a bechor that was born in his flock. Shemitzvah alav lahakdisho. It seems to be a point of utility, but this is taught to us by Beis Rabbeinu, probably reference to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he says that when you have a bechor born in your flock, so you go to the bechor, you point it and you say, I'm makdish this animal, even though it already has kedusha. How do I know that? So the parsha a couple weeks ago, hazachar takdish. The word takdish means you make a kaddish. Now that's it's a strange pasuk. What do you mean you make a kaddish? It's born kaddish. It means yes and yes. It's born kaddish, and you have to point to it, and you have to declare it to be kaddish as well. So Rav Yossi, I'm lachan. Rav Yossi will just simply counter that position by saying, "Nehi the mitzvah lakish o ilo makdish leimilo kaddish." Rav Yossi says, "Look, yes, you have to go through. I'm not going to argue with the practice. The practice is you go to the bechor and you makdish it. I will argue with the following: if you're not makdish it, you don't think it's going to still have kedusha? Of course it is. Of course it does. It's a bechor. So there is a mitzvah to go through the procedure of being makdish, but that doesn't infuse it with kedusha. It already has kedusha." So Gabi Nazir, not Miksiv Lashem. So the Gemara says, well, the same thing is true regarding a Nazir. We also have the extra word of Lahashem. What are we going to do with that as it relates to the Nazir? Again, just in case anyone's lost at this point in time, let's just get our bearings. Right now, we're in the middle of a debate as to whether or not a person can accept upon himself to be a Nazir Shimshon. Our Mishnah obviously takes the position, yes. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, a person can declare himself to be a Nazir Shimshon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, no, a person cannot become a Nazir Shimshon. So what are the two sides of this argument? Rabbi Yehuda says that he's a Nazir. I'm going to declare myself to be a Nazir just like him. Rabbi Shimon says he never chose to be a Nazir. That was not a voluntary act of Nazirus. He was told to be so. So Rabbi Shimon says you cannot use that as a model, as a base model. The Gemara suggested that maybe this debate also is going to be parallel to the debate of whether I create a neder using my Bechor as my base of the neder, as my point of comparison. And the Gemara then suggested, no, that really is not the issue. The issue is psukim and drushas, and it's not really the issue. The Gemara now is bothered by a question of, we do have an extra word as it relates to the Nazir, and can that extra word coming to include Nazir Shimshon? That is what we're at right now. So, Gabi Nazir Nami, Aksiv Lashem. Hahumi by Lilicha Detanya. The Gemara says, well, this is, the extra word Lashem is coming to tell me the following. Amr Shimon HaTzadik. Right? Shimon HaTzadik, early Tana. Right? Beginning of Bai Sheni. So Amr Shimon HaTzadik, Mi Amai Loach Alti Hashem Nazir, Tamei, Chutz Mi Adam Echad. Now, he says as follows. Let's say a Nazir becomes Tamei, and he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbanos. One of the Karbanos that's brought by the Nazir Tamei is a Karban Hashem. Karban Hashem by its nature is that it is offered and the Kohanim need to eat it. Shimon HaTzadik, who was a Kohen, right? Remember the image of Shimon HaTzadik wearing the big day kahuna outside the Beis HaMikdash, okay, in order to meet Alexander the Great. Good. So he says like this: if ever a Nazir comes into the Beis HaMikdash, because he was Tamei, and bringing the Karbanos, I know there's a mitzvah for Kohanim to eat the Karban Asham of such Nazir. I'm not going to be that person. I won't eat the carbon. And the reason why is because once that Nazir becomes Tamei, you know what he's going to do? Have deep regrets of ever becoming a Nazir. And so I'm concerned that his regrets are so strong that really he doesn't, his commitment of the Nazirs to begin with from the very beginning was flimsy. And maybe this carbon that's being brought right now is not really a carbon. So Shimon HaTzadik says, as a practice, and now every Kohen cannot take on this practice, because then nobody would be eating the carbon Asham. But as a practice, I wouldn't do it. I would not be eating it. Chutz mi'adam echa shabayilam in adarom. Shimon HaTzadik says, in my lifetime, I made one exception, and we saw this back in Adarim, and we get to see it again today. A man from the south, Yalfei Naim v'tov ro'i v'kvutzosav seduros lo tatalim. Handsome, attractive man. Amartilo bini marita l'shachet sa'ar na'azeh. And so I turned to the person and said, "You became a Nazir? That's strange. At the end of your Nazir, you're going to have to shave off all your hair in the head, and the hair in your head as well. And that's weird. Why did you do that?" So Amarli Roa Isil Avi Biiri. So the guy explains, "I was a shepherd for my father. And I went to draw water one day. And I looked at my reflection." Right, this is pre-mirrors. And so he chanced upon his reflection in the water. And then I saw how handsome and attractive as I was. And then my Yetzirah then tried to get the best of me. You know, you're a really attractive guy. You know, go out there, have fun. And Amarti lo reka mimnei ma'ata mitga'eh ba'olam. And then I said to myself, no, I gotta fight it. In other words, I'm not going to give in to my Yetzirah. So I say to myself, Reka, you empty one. Mata mitga ba'olam, they have no reason to be as so arrogant. She'ena shalchasha, the world doesn't even belong to you. She'asof chaliyos rima v'tolas. And anyway, I'm going to end up being reduced to worms, maggots. Havodash egalecha l'shamayim. So he says, in order to fight that Yetzirah, he says, all that nice hair that I have, I'll shave it off, I'll give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amadati v'nashakti aroshei. And when Shimon HaTzadik heard this Nazir story, kissed him on the head, Amadati lo kamoscha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. Yeah, you know, every Nazir should be like you. Meaning, you're like a perfect, a prototype Nazir. Alecha kasavar me'ishki aflilin v'neder, Nazir lazir, la Hashem. You became a Nazir for one reason only. La Hashem. You did so because you did so for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and so that is the extra La Hashem that's the extra drasha that we get out from La Hashem, not to teach me that a person can become a Nazir Shimshon. Again, let's quickly recap, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with the discussion of tomorrow. We'll go back to Shimshon, but just quickly to recap. Our discussion today started with what if a person becomes a Nazir, but only takes on one aspect of his Naziris. Our Mishnah says, and it's the opinion of the Chachamim, that the person will become a full-fledged Nazir. This point is an issue, a debate amongst the Tanayim. Our Mishnah sides with the position that your person will become a full-fledged Nazir. What is an example of a crossroad between not being able to drink wine and yet there being a mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine? So that came up in today's discussion. The Gemara suggested Kiddush, but the way Rabbeinu Tam reads our Gemara, Kiddush, to drink wine with Kiddush is not a mitzvah in the Torah. That's a mitzvah midrabanan. The Gemara then explores the Mishnah. The next Mishnah explores the idea of Nazir Shimshon. First thing we learned is that you have to be very specific when becoming Nazir Shimshon. You have to identify not just Shimshon, but who he is, who his father was, who his wife was, some of the aspects of his life in order to be clear. And then we highlighted the difference between Nazir Olam versus Nazir Shimshon. Even though both are Naziris in perpetuity, there is a striking difference between the two, notably haircuts and notably becoming Tamil Mace. A Nazir Olam can get a light trim, but can't come into contact with a mace. Nazir Shimshon can never get a haircut, but is allowed to come into contact with Tumas Mace. And can a person become Nazir Shimshon? So that also was subject to a debate amongst the Tanayim. Our Mishnah obviously sides with the position that he can. And this point is debated between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says he can't become Nazir Shimshon. And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about Nazir Shimshon.